Well, great to have you along today. Take two with Jerry and Debbie, and you getting underway on this Tuesday. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani, and we have our wonderful show team in place today. And today that would include our producer, Charles Beery. Ace McKay is on social media. Matt Gabensky is screening your calls. Debbie, good morning, good day.
Good morning, Jerry. And I'm excited about this topic because we're talking about prayer. And you know that a lot of our Take Two family members, they love the power of prayer. But there are people that pray and they're not sure where their prayers go. They don't have a confidence in their prayers. They even pray overtime, if you will, and they worry about it. And we know what the great Padre Pio always used to say, pray, hope, and don't worry, because worry is useless. God is merciful and will hear your prayers. And it also goes on to say, and they quote, have courage and do not fear the assaults of the devil. Okay, because the devil wants you to have go into despair and feel very disappointed and dejected and feel like no one's listening to your prayers. But we're talking today about not stressing. Do not stress about your prayer life and the prayers that you offer to God. Let's talk about it. Let's build confidence for folks that prayers are powerful and they do work. But you have to call this number and help us. 833-288-3986.
Well, in a couple of the Gospels, I know it's in Matthew 6, I think, and Luke chapter 12, and I'll paraphrase here, you know, which of you, who of you by worrying can add 1 hour to his life? Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry or have enough trouble for itself. Each day, as it concludes, each day has enough trouble of its own. So the Bible is very clear on that, and Debbie quoted her favorite and one of my favorites too, Padre Pio, pray, hope, and don't worry. So out of those three, are those all three of those easy for you to do? Or do you do the praying part? Maybe you've got, you know, a pretty high degree of hope, but then does worry creep in there once you have put your prayers up before the Lord? Mm-hmm. That's what we want to hear about today. How you kind of go about your way, your life, you know, once you have offered those prayers to God, do you then kind of stress and worry and plead and beg and just, or do you have that serene confidence? We'd love to hear if you have that serenity, that confidence that we all would strive for. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
We're looking for your prayer routine, okay, the how you go, enter into prayer, the feelings that are associated with your prayer life. Do you pray and then you just say, okay, I prayed, God's got it, God's in control, I trust in Jesus, Jesus, I trust in you, and you get on with life, just like Jerry was saying, you don't worry about tomorrow, just like Scripture says. Or, now, if you're like the rest of us, you may pray and then you go, oh, I hope he hears this prayer. Oh, he has so many more important things to take care of. There's all these wars and rumors of wars happening and all sorts of things, and people are really in trouble, and I need this from God, and does my prayer even count? I mean, I feel so foolish asking this prayer, or maybe I should just, do you have those kinds of doubts? Okay, let's talk about it. You'll see where we're going with this. We want you to walk away from this brief episode together feeling really energized and excited about your prayer life. I've said this many times, Jerry, and I feel very passionate about it. As a matter of fact, if I was allowed to, I would go the rest of my life just speaking about this, that we don't go big enough with God. I believe it. I've lived it. I know it to be true. I think that the demons keep us having God be very limited and keeping God in a box. They love that because they probably delight in when we do that, when we think very small of God. But when we go big with God, I know, Jerry, that God goes big with us.
He sure does. Have you experienced that in your life? 833-288-3986. Do you have that confidence? Do you keep, like me sometimes, I'll just readily admit it. Sometimes I go to God with the same prayer requests all the time, and then I catch myself and I say, oh, Jerry, you know, God already knows. He already knows you're praying for that. You know, so do you just kind of offer the same request to God? What about if you go a certain duration of time and you don't sense an answer to your prayer one way or the other? You know, do you sometimes wonder, you know, God, are you listening? God, are you going to answer this? And then do you have that, maybe that inner, you know, fortitude, that strength to be able to say, no, I'm going to be patient, I'm going to wait on the Lord. The Bible tells us wait on the Lord. So how do you approach prayer in some of these ways? Let us hear about this, because guaranteed, as we say all the time on this show, there are people listening who are going through what you're going through, maybe share your same approaches, your same experiences. 833-288-3986.
And we titled the show, Don't Stress About Your Prayers. Why do we say the word stress? Because that's what happens sometimes when we pray. We do the right thing and we pray to God, but then we worry about it. That's why we said, Padre Pio saying, pray, hope, and don't worry. I mean, the Bible talks about not worrying. The Bible talks about having confidence in God. The Bible talks about trusting in God, waiting on the Lord. It is so important that we practice these things so that we do build our relationship with God. But if we pray and then we go about stressing and worrying afterwards, what are we saying to God? Are we saying to God, well, we think you're there. Okay, maybe you'll hear our prayers, you know, but I'm going to still worry, because somehow worry is going to make the prayer happen, which it doesn't, but it's the way our minds work. So let's talk about it. 833-288-3986. There's a couple open phone lines. Please, if you feel prompted by the Spirit, don't hesitate. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Please tell us what's going on in your prayer life so you can help another soul today.
Well, in the church and many of the saints, Saint Therese in particular talked about being detached from the outcome of our prayers. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear from someone, and maybe several of you, if you have reached that stage in your prayer life where you're able to offer your prayers to God, say, Lord, here is what I am praying for. May your will be done. And then you move forward with, like we said, that serenity, that confidence that God is going to answer your prayer in the way that is best for you. And you know going forward, you're going to be okay. You're going to be happy. You're going to be at peace with however God answers that prayer. Have you reached that place? Because if you have, inspire the rest of us, because that is a wonderful place to be. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about how you approach your prayers today. Do you offer them to God and kind of let him handle them from there? Or do you think that maybe worrying or stressing a little bit is going to kind of, move his hand to answer your prayers a little more quickly or in your favor? 833-288-3986. Half the lines are already full. That means we're going to get to some of you momentarily, but that also means you can call right now and get through talking about your prayer routine, your approach to letting God handle your prayer requests at 833-288-3986. Well, as always, you are coming through the Take Two family. You have a lot to share on today's topic. Do you stress over your prayer or not? Share with us how that works in your life. 833-288-3986. Write to your calls after I tell you about a great book. And we mentioned this one before, and there's a reason we're mentioning it again, because it is a real helpful, it's a game-changing book. It's titled Spiritual Lightning, Answering Your Call from Jesus to Master His Values. And the author is Deacon Richard Eason. We know that St. Paul was struck down by divine power from a bolt of spiritual lightning, if you will. And in our own lives, we also experience moments of spiritual lightning, whether they're, you know, subtle or more dramatic, even circumstantially. And through personal anecdotes and inspiring stories, Deacon Eason reveals how to develop strength and courage during times of suffering and ways to obtain healing. He shows you how to garner the benefits of what he calls autopilot faith and develop trust in God through prayer, leading to positive transformation, spiritual tranquility, and increased joy and happiness. It's Spiritual Lightning, Answering Your Call from Jesus to Master His Values by Deacon Richard Eason. Available now. We encourage you to buy Catholic. Okay, shop at EWTNRC.com.
Beautiful. Okay, I think this is a providential call coming up. Stephanie, a first-time listener and caller from Broadview Heights, Ohio, listening on our friends at The Rock, AM 1260, The Rock. Stephanie, welcome to Take Two.
Pleasure to be here.
Welcome.
So tell us, what brings you here to this show? Because I can see from the comments, we're going to be praising God in a moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny how God works. It's almost comical, because we always expect one thing and then he just shows us something else. But I recently I've had like a couple foster girls, and sometimes she'll climb up on my nightstand and play with the radio. And at noon, it goes off every day. And I've heard a little bit of your station here and there, but I just always would constantly go in and I just, you know, shut it off. She set the alarm again, you know. But it'd go off at noon every day. And so today I was just like doing things in my bedroom and cleaning up. And then I was overhearing actually what you all were talking about. And so I felt led to call. And I guess in prayer, I don't guess, I know in prayer life, you need to have a posture of expectation. Because I was, as I was talking, whoever I was talking with before, we go through life and we're just such in like a time where we expect instant gratification, instant I want to feel better, just I want answers now. When again, and everything is in God's perfect timing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hindsight, I mean, I am 54 years old. Hindsight, just to see and go back and reflect on all the miracles he's given us and provision. And again, things don't always work out the way we intend on it. But when you, it's just funny. I mean, you look back and the provision and in the answered prayer. Mm-hmm. My son was healed after 10 years of sickness.
Wow.
And it took me, or just a bunch of it, just knowing that eventually he would be healed and in his time and this, you know, prayer after prayer after prayer, but also expecting. I'm not saying it didn't go without hardship and a lot of sickness. My son, living in our home 2 years and watching him just, you know, get into an all-time low of what is my life about? What is my purpose if I can't even leave these walls? Mm-hmm. To where he's now healed and he is total transformation and what he has a story to tell. Wow. And now it's just so huge and undeniable that was God's plan, his purpose, because it's big.
Mm-hmm.
Again, every morning, I just ask for God to bring what it is that he needs for me to grow in. I went through a little struggle of myself where I came into a situation where there was a family of a mother and a father heavily abusing drugs in a home where there were children, I'd say seven of them, recently eight, were living in a house where there were drugs laying around. There was mattresses on the floor, no sheets, no blankets, no pillows, no food. And was called into a situation where it was grave, where two of them are now in temporary custody. But to see God moving just in that, I was fighting tooth and nail. I'm like, this is not what I feel I'm called. I have five boys of my own. That you're actually putting me in a place of that I should be thankful that he entrusted these girls into our lives as for safety for who knows how long. But, oh, my gosh, has he grown me through that? Because, again, we're doing things, we're battling our flesh every day.
Yeah. Well, Stephanie, I want to comment on a couple of things while they're fresh in my mind here, because you've said so many wise and beautiful things, and you mentioned the perseverance that you had, I think you said, for your son who was healed, and, you know, I made the comment earlier, you know, we can kind of go to God with the same intention, same prayer request over and over and over again. There's nothing wrong with that. I didn't imply that. In fact, you know, the Bible tells that. We have the parables, you know, of the, I think it's the widow who knocks on that door asking for bread, you know, and the man gets up if for no other reason, just because of her persistence. So, but you also mentioned the instant gratification and what that, an approach of with instant gratification almost always turns things over to our control, because we're the only ones who can do things. God can do things instantly, but typically when we want something done right now, who do we turn to do it? We turn to me. We turn to us instead of to God. And so it sounds like you've got a beautiful ability to be patient and calm and really to surrender to the will of God, which I think is absolutely beautiful. Debbie, I don't know if you've got
any thoughts. And I just would say I would confirm what happened today, you know, with the radio going off. I mean, God clearly was trying to reinforce that in you and continue your path and your confidence and your trust in him. It's so obvious that God's using the radio airwaves. It's so obvious to us, Stephanie, because quite honestly, we hear this all the time. I mean, literally almost every single episode, somebody is saying, you know, I don't know how I ended up on the station. I don't know why I'm calling in. I never call into a station. And I just feel like God is speaking right to me. And we believe that is happening because we know God can do that and is doing that. So, Stephanie, I consider today just a great reinforcement for you to keep going strong like you're doing and being really wise in prayer. And I just love that God responded to you personally. I think it's wonderful. What do you say?
I mean, amen, because I mean, my heart was hanging out of my chest. I'm like, I know I'm supposed to call. I'm supposed to call. This is not, this, you know, where your flesh is like, no, I mean, people probably call on every day and talk stuff. But
well, Debbie always refers to that as the prompting of the Holy Spirit, Stephanie, and you definitely felt that today. God bless you. Thank you. We'll be keeping you in prayer and these girls and your entire family. Thank you so much for
You all in the prayer book.
Yeah, we got a prayer book, Stephanie, that the Take Two family around the world prays for 24/7. Don't be a stranger, Stephanie, now that you're a member of the family. Be a listener and a caller. Thank you. God bless. Paula, a first-time caller in Coatesville, Pennsylvania, listening on Holy Spirit Radio. Hi, Paula.
Hello.
Welcome.
I was inclined to call. I just pulled into my house in my car, and I heard you on my radio, which I have on all the time, and I was just had the urge that I had to call because I'm single. I have one brother also who is single. I lost my father, my mom, and my other brother. My mom had an extended sick. My father died immediately. I mean, he had a heart attack on the golf course. My mother suffered for about 11 years, and my older brother just passed away in 2022. He had a stroke years ago, and I'm, you know, I just put so much power in prayer. I mean, I truly know that we should not stress, and I do. I find peace in my heart. We should never stress over our prayers. First of all, God wants us to pray. God wants, when we pray to God, He smiles on us, I feel, because we show our trust in Him, and we know that He knows each one of us by name, and He loves us so much that He would always do the best for us. So we pray for things, we pray for people, and sometimes God says yes, sometimes He says no, and sometimes He says not at this time. And we always have to remember that no matter what the answer is from God, we know that He knows best for us, and when we put our trust in Him, you know, we wouldn't be happy with some of the choices we make. God never makes a mistake. He always does what's right for us. And even if the answers are no sometimes, somehow you always know that God's going to be there. Jesus will be there to hold your hand through every situation you go through. He's proven that to me over and over time, over and over again. My mother, I took care. I had lost my job because I was taking care of my mom for 11 years. And I was determined I was staying with her and taking care of her. And I had such beautiful moments and with prayer, and I know God answered so many of my prayers. I just feel like, you know, we're human. We do want things certain ways, and sometimes we get upset, but we have to always remember that God knows what's best for us and that He's always going to make the right choice for us for our long-term happiness. We're all God's children, so when God, you know, if we're temporarily here in families, you know, but when we're all God's children, and God will take care of us, takes care of the wild animals, the birds of the sky, and He loves us so much more, and He gave us such a beautiful world to live in.
Wow. Beautifully said. Paula. That was amazing. And it's just a fabulous call. We needed to hear that. I agree with everything you have said. And I can attest to so many of the elements of the results of prayer, given that I was a caregiver as well for my mom. One thing I will say, Paula, that you said, I think two or three times, this idea of trusting in God. God wants us to trust him. He wants all of us. And he will allow all these situations that we go through, even the stress that we may feel in prayer, so that we build that trust and confidence in him. And you said, and then you also went on to say how time and time again, God proved himself. Absolutely. Because that's what God does. That's what he knows to do. And he keeps proving himself. We are the ones that walk away too early, or we're the ones that get disappointed, or we're the ones that say, okay, nobody's listening to me. It's not him. He's pouring forth the right elements, if you will, of love and his plan, and for us to cooperate and for us to participate in a way that is going to be better for us. So Paula, I agree so much with everything you have to say. And I just will say that the world is telling us not to trust in anything of God. And that's the unfortunate thing. And the world is very loud. And that's the reason why we're doing these conversations like this. So Paula, I hope you keep shouting it to the world. Trust in God. Jesus, we trust in you. Absolutely. We've got to say it over and over again so that we get louder than the noise of this world. What do you say, Jer?
Well, I agree. As you're talking, Paula, I'm just remembering and realizing, you know, all we need to do to understand how God relates to us is look at a parent, how a parent, a mother or a father, relates to a child. Do they give them everything the child wants? No, not always. Do they sometimes wait to give the child what the child wants? Yes. Do they sometimes withhold something that the child wants for the child's own good? Yes. And we look at parents like that and we say, wow, they're wise, they're loving, they're caring. So we should really have that same, I think, that same outlook toward our Heavenly Father, God the Father. What do you think, Paula?
I want to add one more. I agree totally with you. I want to add something else to help anybody who's out there listening, that I know when I was taking care of my mom, like during the day, I was fine. By the end of the evening, I was exhausted and tired. And I remember every night before I went to bed, I just thank God for that day. And I asked God to just let me rest tonight and refresh me so that tomorrow I could start all over again. And I think it's very important that anybody who's caregiving, don't think too far ahead. Just think for one moment at a time, one day at a time. If that's too much, one moment at a time. Because if you have to think about the future, it scares you to do anything that you possibly do in the present. Mm-hmm. And I just hope that anybody listening knows that, because I know I have relatives that need care and their family are too afraid to handle themselves. And I try to tell them not to think about the future. Think about each day, because God gives you what you need for that day.
Yeah. Well, that's what the Our Father says. Give us this day. This is the day. So we got to focus on this, the present moment. Give us, what we need for this day so that we can make it through. The one thing I would add, Paula, just if I may, is also tap your guardian angel and have your guardian angel help you through each day. Would you say that you leaned on your guardian angel, Paula?
All the time. Believe me, I trust that angel. Right before my mom took ill, I was in a real bad auto accident, broke my neck. I had two fractures to my C2. It was the day before my mom broke her hip and went into the hospital. And it was like, I just know that when I went through what I did, I had to be held back to a hospital, a trauma hospital. And with all I went through, I had to cut out the car and everything. The doctor even said that, Paula, you're blessed. He said, because you had two fractures to your C2, but no displacement. It was like, you know, my guardian angel was holding me still, was not letting me move until they got me out of that car. I know, because I felt a force around me that I tried to open my door and it wouldn't open. And somebody was trying to open the doors to get me out. Thank God they didn't open the door, because who knows what condition I would have been in if they pulled me out of the car. But I felt like my angel had the wings wrapped around me, that I couldn't move until somebody that knew what they were doing got me out of the car.
No doubt about that. Wow. Paula, you're blessed, and you have blessed us. Thank you so much for taking part in this conversation today. You hear the music there. Jeff is also in Pennsylvania, Lancaster. We have Joe and Ellen and Susan and an open phone line at 833-288-3986. Do you stress over your prayers, or do you have that trustful confidence in God?
Do you still get stressed even after you send up a bunch of prayers? Well, we're talking about stressing after prayer today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. That's what we always say because you're the important person we wait for. So the number to dial is 833-288-3986. If you have something to say about this topic, get in quickly before the end of the show. Before we get to Jeff in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Jeff, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Just want to send out a shout out. Congratulations are going out to another member of the EWTN radio family. The Quest AM 1160 in Atlanta is celebrating 6 years with us this week. Congratulations to Carol Tearsmith and her team at Atlanta Catholic Radio from your friends at EWTN. We love the Quest. You guys are awesome. 6 years. Think how many souls you are saving with Catholic Radio. That is incredible. And marriages and babies and everything else that Catholic Radio does. Okay, Jeff in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, listening on Sirius XM 130. Take it away, Jeff.
Well, and everybody, Jerry and Debbie, thank you so much for your outreach and your prayers. Very helpful to me and my family.
Oh, you're welcome.
I count my life and my faith as just a great unfolding gift. You know, we're admonished to pray constantly. And I got to tell you, when I first try to get my mind around that, I'm like, wait a minute, I got to take the kids to school. I got to get to work. The gas is running out in the vehicle. I've got to the point, though, where if Christ and the Holy Spirit is constantly with me, so I'm walking humbly with my Creator, then my entire life literally becomes a prayer, a radiation of Him more than me. And I find that there's great solace and peace in very difficult circumstances, just knowing He's got me. Now that doesn't mean that I don't pray specifically, because I got to tell you, as a as an eternal child of God in a finite world in time and space, there's a lot of things I have to, want to, and should be trying to get done. So there's things that need to get done, and I think we pray for that those things be done the right way at the right time. I think life and just being somewhere and going somewhere else, a state of journeying, comes with stress. I think prayer just stops stress from becoming distress. And then also I take great consolation in poor Job, who did nothing wrong and wanted some simple answers. And the answer he got, we should reflect on, is God's got it. And the way it is exactly the way it should be for reasons we might not understand. And I think when we're drawn to the precipice of that unknowing, I think that's when we become weak, He becomes strong. We realize that our weakness is the strength of Him in us. And then, I don't know how you guys said it, but then I don't care how it works out. How did Mother Teresa say that, or that other saint?
Saint Teresa, Teresa of Lisieux, yeah.
Yeah, they're not attached to the outcome because God's got it. Yeah. I want to do my part. I want His will with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind. But that don't mean I know it. and I think He likes us in that spot where we want to recognize. A prayer is not some, equation with an outcome that I apply like math. It's a participation in something that is way bigger than I'll ever be able to understand in this world. And again, I think when you yield to this, you open yourself up more to God's presence. And then again, whatever He wants, okay with me. I want it. And even if it's not what I thought I wanted, or even if it comes with suffering, and I'm not volunteering for suffering, friends, but I'm learning that even in suffering, the holy presence of God is surrounding us, and it's letting us know this world is temporary. Why are you squirming? Yes, you're going to get older. Yes, you're going to go through pain and suffering. And then you're going to pass over and be with me forever. I gotcha. Relax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have so much I could say, Debbie, if you don't mind. I'll just go real quickly here, Jeff. I was going to say, you've thought this through, but then I stopped myself and I thought, no, you've lived this. You've lived this through. This isn't something that you arrive at by just kind of pondering it, thinking about it. Yeah, that's a part of it, but it sounds like you've really lived your way to this place of surrender and detachment, Jeff, and that's absolutely beautiful. And as you were talking, the image came to my mind. You know, we tell our parents when we're kids, what I want for Christmas is, you know, this, and you just keep telling them day after day after day, but they think maybe there's something better for you or that you would like more. So on Christmas morning, you get that gift that they choose for you, and you kind of, sometimes you even forget about that thing that you wanted, you know, and that's the way it is with God. You know, I've thanked him. I'm hard-headed, you know. I pray for my own will a lot, but there have been many times, especially recently, where I've said, God, thank you for not answering that prayer the way I wanted. Thank you for answering it the way you wanted. And so Jeff's really got a great perspective on this, Debbie, I think.
I completely agree, Jeff. That's why, you know, I was super quiet as you were talking. I was thinking, wow, everyone in the world needs to hear your passion about this because it's important. And I agree with Jerry. You're living it. And you're right. We have to get things done, right? But we can get things done in this world with God in the front of our minds and in our understanding that we belong to God. And that's why sacramentals are so, I think, so important, because they point us to the sacraments. They point us to a deeper understanding and relationship with God. And we have the ability to have like a blessed crucifix on us, or a scapular, or a Saint Benedict medal, or the rosary, or carrying the rosary, or wearing a rosary bracelet, or something of that nature that is so beautiful to keep us oriented and focused on God. And Jeff, I just, when you finally make that leap of faith where you say, okay, God's got this covered, I'm just not going to let it really bother me very much in this world. There's such a freedom with that. Would you agree, sir? An amazing freedom that happens where you just feel like, wow, I got this now. Life, I can make it through life. What do you say to that, Jeff, for those that are kind of just standing right on the edge and they're like, I don't know if I should fully trust God and free fall into his arms? What do you say, Jeff?
Well, first of all, I love you both, and I thank you very much again. But what I think is, it's exactly that point where we either pull back through a lack of faith and we'll do it ourselves. And I get a kick out of us human beings. Jerry said stubborn-headed. I mean, we are every one of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so, like, we almost can't get ourselves out of the prayer equation. and you know, we're combating with something. We're interacting with something we can't possibly even... We can't get our minds around it. God is probably more unlike what we think he's like. but I think it is exactly that step into the unknown. Call it a leap of faith to believe. And by the way, I've got an unfair advantage, and you guys just brought it up. You know, I love to go to Mass every day. I don't do that. I mean, I don't tell people that. I'm not an evangelist. But I do it because it literally strengthens me with the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Almighty God. I don't even have to understand how that's possible. I know the words and everything. But when you are trying, and when you are showing up, and when you are honest and open, that's where God pours into your openness his fullness. Mm-hmm. And I agree with whoever said he must increase, I must decrease, a prayer that I don't think I made, but I made it my own, is, and I say it particularly after I received the Eucharist, is penetrate and possess me so completely as to leave nothing in me except the radiance of your life, your light, and your love in the world.
Wow.
And you will feel an inpouring of the Holy Spirit. Some of us will be overwhelmed by tingles and sensations and goosebumps. And then, you know, if you continue to walk humbly with your Lord, you will find miraculous things occurring all the time. Strangers that you bump into and change their lives with a smile or a touch.
Yep.
We have a small journey here today and gone tomorrow. The only important thing is the union with our eternal Father. Whatever he wants me to do, I'm going to do it. Now, you can go kicking and screaming, or you can go lovingly, reservedly, thankfully. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I agree with my friend Job. You know, God gives, God takes away. Thank God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you have absolutely graced this program, Jeff, and we appreciate that. We got a lot of other callers. I could talk to you, Debbie, and I could talk to you the rest of the hour because we just love the wisdom that you have in this area. And like I said, I'm sure it's born out of lived experience more than anything else. So thank you, Jeff. Be blessed today and call us again here on the program anytime you would like to do that. We're going to go to Susan right after I tell you about Women of Grace. Tomorrow on Wednesdays, they have what they call Wacky Wednesday. There is a lot of wacky stuff going on in the world today. New Age stuff, you know, even demonic stuff, things that we really want to stay away from. And yet, sometimes we've been involved in these things or we know people who are. And so Johnette Williams presents Sue Brinkman. She is a New Age researcher and blogger every Wednesday for Wacky Wednesday on Women of Grace, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on most of these same EWTN stations.
Thank you again, Jeff. Great call. We'll move to Susan in Ontario, Canada. EWTN.com is the way Susan's listening. Hello, Susan. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, Debbie and Jerry. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
That past caller was spot on. I agree with everything he said. I believe I'm in that same place myself. I start my day off every day praying a day of the novena of surrender to the will of God. And I pick, you know, every day, day one. And I pray that, and at the end of that, if the listeners are not familiar with it, you say 10 times, "Oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything."
Everything. Mm-hmm.
And I just think that statement says everything about where we need to be in our relationship with God and how we see our day. And how we just give up our worries, our problems, and we completely trust God to take care of it all. And and I know, based on my lived experiences and the problems that I faced, that when I did that, I saw God work in just miraculous ways.
Wow. Wow, amazing. So many things I could say on the surrender novena. Jerry and I completely agree with you. It's a game changer, a spiritual game changer. It's amazing to me how we tend to so many of us go over it, or we bypass it, or we know it's there, the surrender novena, because it's gotten out on Catholic radio everywhere. But yet we kind of take the difficult path with prayer. When by what you're saying, Susan, by starting off your morning, giving it all to God, letting him take the wheel. He's in charge. He's got it. It sets the stage for the day. It sets the tone, and you can get on with your life knowing that God is really in control. And that's a beautiful, comforting feeling. It's amazing to me, though, how so many of us don't do that every morning. In fact, people will call us and they'll run to the surrender novena when they're in desperate need. But why not do it ahead of time and prepare yourself each day? I think it's brilliant. I think it's a wise prayer routine. And Jerry, I know we both have talked about it many, many times that we love it. Anything else you want to share about the surrender novena? Maybe people are listening, which we know people are listening right now, and they're saying to themselves, well, why, Susan? You know, tell us a little bit more about what it's doing in your life, because honestly, it's almost too simple. And I think that's what people overlook. It's because it's so easy and it's so real and so true that we should take that time. So, Susan, what can you say to our Take Two family to get them to realize God's not, he's not, we overcomplicate things. He's not complicated.
I completely agree. And it is so simple when you get to that point that we make it difficult, all of us as a whole people. We're inclined to make things difficult because we want to take care of things ourselves, mm-hmm. because we're afraid. We get afraid and we worry. But when you say the surrender prayer and you give your complete trust to God, mm-hmm. it's like handing over the wheel to him, like you said, and just letting him take over. And this, when you do that, you're never disappointed. Right. When you have a prayer that you're praying for, a specific prayer, and you would like to see an outcome of that prayer, if you don't put a timeline on it and you don't give instructions to God saying, you know, I want it resolved this way, this is how I want my prayer resolved, I think, Jerry, you had said you're putting God in a box when mm-hmm. you do that, because God is, you can't put him in a box, and he has ways of doing things that we can't even think of because our minds are so finite. But when we give that control to God, God just finds a way where there is no way.
Right. Yeah.
When you think a prayer can't be answered a certain way, he can make a way,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because obviously he is the way, the truth, and the life. And I just feel like, I don't know, I've lost my words.
No,
because I get overwhelmed.
No, you did beautiful. And I'll tell you why. It's interesting. As you were speaking, Susan, I started going into the, you know, repeating the 10 times, oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you, take care of everything. And then the closing prayer, as you know, Susan, because you say it with Father Delindo Rutolo's, Mother, I am yours now and forever. Through you and with you, I always want to belong completely to Jesus. Father Delindo Rutolo was a contemporary of Padre Pio. They would travel, people would travel to see Padre Pio, and he would say, what are you doing? You have a saint in your midst. He was referring to Father Delindo Rutolo. And you know, again, here's an interesting thing. People would leave Father Rutolo to go visit Padre Pio, thinking that they needed, you know, a better encounter. When he would pull them back to this great priest. You're right. This is a spiritual game changer. If you look at even day 9 of the novena, the prayer is so powerful, talking all about how intense prayers are and how they mean so much to God and how humbling it is for us. Susan, you nailed it. Thank you for bringing in the surrender novena to all of us today at Take Two.
Thanks, Susan. Appreciate the call. Over to Joe in Texas, listening to us on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Joe. Thanks for your patience. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Debbie and Jerry. First-time
sure.
caller.
Oh, welcome.
I really like your show. I've been listening intently for a while now, and I was really riveted with Jeff's conversation. I actually kind of echo his sentiments. Took me a while to get to where he is, but recently I kind of feel like it's taken a one big step backward. Some quick background story really quick. I've been married to my wife of 29 years. I lovingly call Blanche. A tumultuous marriage. We started off really rough, especially once we started having kids. Our oldest, he's a boy, kind of really took the brunt of that tumultuousness that my wife and I were dealing with, a lot of fighting, and I think it really affected him. And subsequently, we had 3 more kids. We had 4 kids, two boys, 2 girls, boy, girl, boy, girl. And it all came, the step backwards really, step forward actually happened with a major tragedy. My oldest boy was driving, and my younger son was a passenger, and my younger passenger died on a one vehicle accident.
Mm.
Subsequent to that, my wife and I woke up and started walking closer with God. My son did not. go forward to last year, he got married secularly. We were disappointed, but we were trying to support him. And I remember reaching out to his now wife and just pulling her aside and telling her, you know, I'm really glad that you're there. He's strong. I kind of mentioned, you know, he really takes it hard on himself for this accident. He blames himself and, you know, he blames God. And I just hope that you can help him through this. Now, I don't know what happened after that, but last month she said something to him that was, I don't know what it is, but it terribly disturbed and angered my son that through his mother, he broke off communication with me. He disowned me. And won't talk to me. Subsequent to that, my two other girls are kind of following in his footsteps because they really look up to him. Mm-hmm. He is worshiping Mammon. He's making good money, and it's all about him. And I worry about that. Mm-hmm. I worry about that so much that in my prayers, I know that I'm asking God, you know, I'm consecrating him, my son to him, and to Mary. But the worry is there. So here's my dilemma is, yes, I have faith that God will answer in his time. Might not be in my lifetime, but it'll answer in his time. But my dilemma is the worry. If I worry, I feel, you know, I'm not trusting in God. But if I don't worry, it looks like, don't worry, God's got it. I don't have to pray about it anymore.
Right.
I pray my rosary every day for him, and mm-hmm. I think you even mentioned it here just a few calls away, is like, or somebody did, like, mm-hmm. well, God already knows what you're praying for. You don't have to be asking it over and over again, but I worry about him so much in the direction that he's going with his sure. wife now that it's now kind of like my calling. I have to worry about him. Mm-hmm. I can't not worry,
right.
even though I know in faith that God will help me out.
Right. But Joe, let me just jump in, because what you're saying, I understand as a parent, I get it. And it's almost like we take on worry because then we know that we care, right, about our family if we worry. But it's counterproductive. It doesn't help. It actually causes a terrible disease. It causes premature death. It can cause people to age significantly. It doesn't produce any great fruit by worrying. If we do fully trust and rely in God, and I would recommend you picking up the Surrender Novena. Father Delindo Rutolo's, definitely say the rosary. But Joe, one other thing, I put your whole family in our book, and I'm so sorry for all that has happened and the loss in your family. But I think there's something you can do that actually is better than worry. And what I would suggest is fasting. And I'm not saying fasting from food, you don't have to do it, but some kind of fasting, but apply it to the healing of your entire family. So replace the worry with fasting, because we know from Scripture that's the only way it's going to break strongholds and bring people back to a center, to balance, to a more focused path. So Joe, maybe you could say, okay, I'm feeling the worry. Now I'm going to replace it with fasting for the intention of my family. So what do you say to that? If you're doing it already, great, keep doing it. But if you're not, please incorporate it quickly.
No, actually, my wife has told me that, and, you know, now it makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, by fasting, you put more faith in God.
That's right.
I will do that. I will take the suggestion.
Yeah. And you will see great movement. You will, because we know that from Scripture, and God doesn't lie. And Joe, I've got your whole family in the book. Thank you so much for trusting us with your journey. We're with you in prayer, sir. Jerry?
Well, we get our social media comments as well, watching on YouTube. Elizabeth, hello, good morning. I think Jerry described me. I pray, but worry creeps in. Sometimes when I go to the chapel and nobody is there, I have nothing to say but cry. Elizabeth, you'll be in our prayers for you to have a more serene and confident understanding of God is with you, and he's going to answer your prayers. Nicole says, all I do is worry. AJ says, something I do to help have greater trust in Jesus is the surrender prayer. We were just talking about that. Jesus, I surrender myself to you, take care of it. And Timoteo, Jerry just reassured me that I do not have to keep repeating who I am praying for. So thank you all for your social media comments. And those of you on the line, we're not going to get to Mary and Don. I apologize. We could go on and on with this conversation. This has been very, very edifying for me, Debbie, and I hope for all of our listeners as well.
I couldn't agree more. This was amazing. And Cece, thank you so much for the kind words. Thank you. And we've got all your prayer intentions in the book. You guys are awesome. You did a great job. Thank you to the show team, Matt and Charles and Ace. You guys are amazing. And tomorrow we're going to be talking about, do you have that special someone you always remember on their birthday? Jerry, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show.
Yeah, St. George, pray for us along with the Powerhouse team. Thanks again to our show team, Matt, Charles, and Ace today. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the program. Until we talk to you again tomorrow, we hope and pray that you will have a most beautiful and blessed day. Keep us in your prayers. You are always in ours.